Coming up this weekend, the 2017 class will be enshrined into the Elyria Sports Hall of Fame. And one of those being inducted is with us in studio right now, Clarence Eddie Russell. Now, we went over this before you came on the air. You mentioned it. If I just say Clarence, a lot of folks around here may not know you as Clarence. They all know you as Eddie around here, right?
Correct. I was named after my dad, so before, you know, saying Clarence in a household, you got two heads turning around. Okay. So my grandmother gave me the nickname Eddie. My middle name is Edward, so that's where Eddie comes from.
Okay. Well, that was my next question, so you already already answered that for me. Well, of course, you're going into the Hall of Fame this weekend. Everybody's got a different story as to how they found out, how they reacted, when they found out. Give us an idea as to what happened when you found out you were going in and what was going through your mind after you got that phone call.
I was shopping with my business partner right here, and I got the phone call. Actually, what happened, Henry Patterson got a hold of me through Facebook and said that Tim Johnson was trying to get a hold of me. And I'm thinking to myself, why would he be trying to get a hold of me at this junction in my life? But, of course, I rushed to the phone to give him a phone call, and then that's when he broke the news to me. And when they told me, I was actually kind of just like dead silent. I didn't think much about it. And then the very next day, Eric Bowens had posted the article that I was getting inducted. And that's when I started getting inundated with a whole bunch of phone calls and text messaging, Facebook posts. And it was really emotionally overwhelming.
I believe that. Well, I mean, it's not every day you get a phone call saying you're going into the Hall of Fame, right?
So, Absolutely. It's a very humbling experience.
Well, of course, you had a great career in track and field and in football here. And then, of course, you went on to have a remarkably good career as well in track and field at Toledo.
Correct. With tutelage with Tim Johnson and Tim Beloe, they pretty much gave me a foundation that couldn't be shaken. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, everything was – they gave me all the tutelage I needed to take it over to the next level.
Yeah, no, and that's – I think we ask folks about their experiences here in Elyria. You know, how does high school prepare you for that next level? Now, correct me if I'm wrong. In high school, when you were running track in high school, did they have indoor and outdoor in high school or just outdoor?
They just had outdoor.
So how did that prepare you when you go to college? Now, all of a sudden, you know, you did jumps primarily, correct?
Correct.
Did you sprint as well or just do jumps?
No, my interesting story how I even got into track and field was I was playing tennis for 2 years, my freshman and sophomore year. Then Coach Johnson got wind that I wanted to play football, so he just like, you're going to run if you're going to play football. So my first year, only thing I did was the quarter. And then my senior year is when I just started branching out, and I just said, you know what, I think I want to jump. And then he put me in the hurdles. I mean, after a while, you build up your speed enough on the runway, they can put you on the track.
Okay. That makes perfect sense. You know, and everybody's got a different story as to how they get involved with each individual sport. But that's a really strange transition. You started in tennis.
Correct.
And somehow found your way to track.
Absolutely. It's like kind of like stepping on a banana peel and falling into something.
Well, you landed on something extraordinarily awesome, too. I mean, you had a very successful career in Toledo, and, you know, you also went on to play for Team USA in the 1993 Pan American Games in Santiago, Chile. Talk about that experience. That had to be really awesome.
It was my freshman year, and the top two juniors in the country make it, so we had our tryouts at Spokane, Washington. And I could just remember, you know, I asked myself, do I really feel like I have a chance? And I did, made the team, and I think the most amazing thing about it is it was just the camaraderie with different people around the country, you know, putting that USA. I mean, we were like kid in a candy store. You know, you think you're college and you think you're big stuff, but at the end of the day, you know, having USA on your chest meant a whole lot.
Eddie, you've had such an accomplished career. I mean, playing in the Pan American Games, being a two-time champion in the MAC Conference, an All-American. Why, you said you were emotional when they mentioned that you were being inducted into the Elyria Hall of Fame. Why is that such an emotional mark for you? Why is that such a big mark for you, having been from Elyria, I guess?
The true story, I'm not originally from Elyria.
Mm-hmm.
I moved out here in 86, I believe.
Sure.
So not being from a place, you know, when you move to a place, you always look for acceptance. And you went through my college career, and even my adulthood, it's like, man, you just want to be part of something. And I mean, I got inducted to the Hall of Fame for Toledo, but you know, that's they select you. I didn't want to, when I first got here, naturally being a kid, I'm getting uprooted from everything that I know, and to come to a city and they accept me for who I am and give me the skill sets and nurture me the way that they did to come out and be the man that I am, to have to just to be enshrined in this place is just, it's, you can't even put words to it.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great story. Is there something you remember from your high school days? I mean, especially being sort of the new kid and kind of making that mark in the athletic field? Or anything that sticks out, I guess, is the word I want to say.
You know, what sticks out more so is the camaraderie that I had with my teammates. You know, track is a little bit different because it's more of an individual sport. But, you know, I've like I said, I played football, basketball, track, and tennis. But my most fond is just the camaraderie with my friends.
Yeah, the camaraderie still very much exists. I mean, you're going on the road with these guys and girls in track. I mean, you're stopping by, you're staying at the hotels overnight on those long trips. I mean, there's still a great deal of camaraderie. And I think that it kind of gets lost in track because with track, if you're an outsider looking at it, you're thinking, okay, I see the individual results. But you're right. There's a great deal of camaraderie. I mean, there's competition at practice. There's all that sort of thing that factors into the equation, too. So I think it's interesting you mentioned that because with track, even though there are a lot of individual results, there's still a lot of teamwork that goes into it.
Absolutely. You know, it's kind of just like having a – like it's like a hand, you know. They all do individual things, but when you put them together, you know, they all have an end goal. And it doesn't happen if they're all working on the same thing.
Clarence Eddie Russell, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. He's being inducted into the Elyria Sports Hall of Fame this weekend. But when you and I first talked a couple days ago, we got into talking about the weather, and I had told you how it's kind of been Jekyll and Hyde here, and you said, man, I don't miss those days. So for those who haven't had a chance to kind of keep tabs on you and see what you've been up to after your college career, where are you at now and what are you up to these days?
I live in the Bay Area, Santa Clara, California, to be exact. I am an entrepreneur. I run and own a software company. My name is Salesforce International, and I enjoy doing that. And I have some other ventures that I want to get into, graphic tees, and eventually I want to get into motivational speaking. I think I finally developed enough credentials that somebody might actually want to sit down and listen to what I got to say.
We tried to build in a listening audience for you today, right? Hey. This is a nice little audition for you.
Oh, this is an excellent audition. Thank you, gentlemen.
What about the things from your high school playing, from your track days? I mean, even at UT and the Pan American Games wearing USA on your chest to help you become an entrepreneur?
Well, you think about it, you know, like I say, sometimes you got to go with a collective effort, what everybody does, but then sometimes you got to, like, kind of step away from what everybody else does and do things your own. I felt like when I was doing everything with everyone else, that's when I was in corporate America. And when I wanted to step out and do my own thing, kind of like stepping in the track world, you just don't know how you're going to do as an individual because you're always counting on other people. But like I said, when you get nurtured from such a wonderful place like Elyria, I mean, you got all the skill sets to do whatever you need to do. All you got to do is believe in yourself.
Makes sense.
Nobody can blame you for wanting to come back and visit Northeast Ohio on occasion. You know, the weather's not exactly the best, but you learn how to deal with it. But, I mean, out there, you say you get a chance to golf every day. You sure as heck don't get a chance to do that every day here, right?
You can say that again.
It presents its own set of challenges for sure. Well, Eddie, a pleasure to have you here in studio. Congratulations on going into the Hall of Fame on Saturday. I know you probably have a lot of different stops to make because you're only in town till Sunday, right?
Actually, till Wednesday, so I got a lot of
rounds. Oh, wow, so you have a whole week here almost.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, we appreciate you stopping in studio and spending some time with us. Work on that golf game here because just now all these golf courses are opening up. The grass is starting to get at least a hair green. I mean, it's rained enough for that to happen. So tear up those golf courses. Get some practice when you go back out to California. You can impress all your friends out there.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. A pleasure having you in studio. That's Clarence Eddie Russell going into the Elyria Sports Hall of Fame this weekend. The ceremonies are on Saturday night. Check them out. We'll have more details for you on that a little bit later on Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.